We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, and throwbacks. Thank you for tuning in this morning. So it's interesting. In life, you meet different people that are very passionate about what they do. We'd like to congratulate Pam Grant. She is a teacher in the Rochester City School District, teaches at school number 39. You are one of 25 teachers nationally recognized for Teacher Hero of COVID-19. Teacher Heroes of COVID-19. I know Ford Motor Company is putting that together. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I know you are too. It's quite interesting. So we were asking off your site. I thought you asked a very interesting question about being recognized. What was your question?
My question was, how did you get recognized, and like, how did your name come about being one of 25 teachers across the country? Because that's a big pool of teachers to pull from.
Right, that's correct. It was my sister Rosa Varr, who actually lives in San Diego, California. And my co-teacher, Tiana Junius, and I would always be out like every Friday, picking up packets for kids, you know, providing food, whatever was needed, we were doing it. But during the time, I was sick, but still, you know, pushing through. As long as I had Tiana, I didn't really care. And she got upset with us. And she's like, oh, you guys, y'all do too much. You need to just sit down and just, you know, do what you're supposed to do. It's COVID. People are getting sick. You guys need to sit down. So instead of her being, you know, angry, she looked up this award and nominated me. And then it just went on from there.
But isn't that the whole point of, like, doing a job that you love? Because obviously, if you're a teacher, you love to work with kids and you love to educate kids. So isn't that the whole point of doing what you love, is to go above and beyond?
That is correct, because sometimes you're going to have to, you know, play all these different roles. You're not just a teacher, right? So you may have to be sometimes that parent, that sister, that counselor. So whatever role you have to play to get to your students, that's what you do. And that's what we did. We created a family with them. So
Pam Grant joins us now here, WDKX Awakening Club. You can read the story. It's at WDKX.com or download the app. That's what's so great about talking to people that are passionate about what they do. This happens in all sorts of fields where I don't think teachers get thanked enough. Nurses get thanked enough. People who are out here do service, police officers, firefighters, all EMTs. There are people out here that really are passionate about the work that they do. You weren't looking for an award. You were just trying to make sure that kids were safe. You were safe. And what was sort of the thing that you said, yeah, you know what? I got to do this every day. I have to commit to my classroom and my community.
Well, it's like I said, having a positive teacher like Tiana also, and then just knowing, like I said, we were like, well, these kids can't get out here. Some of these parents don't have transportation. And then, you know, how they had to be graded. They can't be graded if they don't have the materials, right? So we wanted to make sure they had what they needed. Parents couldn't get to these sites that they had designated for, you know, hey, parents need to go pick up this work, you know, but they couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So we were like, hey, we'll do this every Friday. That way all the kids will have what they need on Monday. And then every Friday we just did it for kids who couldn't get food. We was there just picking up all the food. I'll take however many you're going to give me. And we just dropped it off. So I just felt like, I believe we both felt like it just had to be done. There just wasn't any other option. Like, we were going to do it. We loved our kids. We've had them for 2 years. We created a family with them. And, you know, they were like our babies too. And our parents recognized that. They respected us just as much as we respected them.
Well, I want to thank you and appreciate. What grade do you teach, by the way?
Sixth grade, ICOT.
Oh, sixth grade. Oh, man, I done had two sixth graders raise them. I know that could be a very challenging time for parents and teachers. So I definitely applaud you for that and all the hard work you do. And listen, your students are lucky to have you. I'm glad you're within the Rochester City School District. I'm glad you're a leader. And I'm glad you're a hero, because you're definitely that for those that need it in a time and giving back to the community. So I congratulate you, Pam. We put the story. It's up on WDKX.com so people can read about it. And enjoy your Thanksgiving. I don't know what you plan on doing, but get some rest.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay. Definitely. Self-care. Treat yourself. Do something good for yourself.
You better believe it. Yes, and happy Thanksgiving to you all.
All right, you take it easy. Pam Grant, everybody. We are 103.9 WDKX.